Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, he accepted the challenge to sleep in the haunted room, and he never went in that room again.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Yes, if you have a real ghost story, we would love to hear it. Call in anytime, 855-853-4802. You can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you like to listen without any ads, you can do that. You'll also get advanced episodes and access to the archive. Become a premium subscriber through Apple Podcasts. You can try it there for 3 days free. Also, you can sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. Hey, Harper, question for you.
Yes.
So if somebody challenged you and they said, okay, this room is haunted, spend the night there and see for yourself, could you do it?
It depends. Like it would really depend on its history.
If it feels like a darker presence, absolutely not.
But if it feels like more of like a lighter presence, like a grandpa or something, then yeah, sure. I'll play ping pong with it.
And me, on the other hand, if someone came to me and said, we think this room is haunted, would you spend the night in it and let me know? I would be like, oh, absolutely not. Ask Harper. She'll do it. Is it an old man ghost? She'll stay. Is it something that's going to turn crosses? That did sound bad. Okay. Is it a grandpa-ish energy or grandma-ish energy?
Is it like sweet old person energy?
Yes, that. Is it sweet old person energy? Harper stays.
If it's demonic flipping upside down crosses, I'm going to go.
No. My problem would be is that maybe if they didn't tell me and I'm staying at somebody's house and they're like, you have the second bedroom upstairs on the left. Great. I go put my stuff up there.
But by the way, it's haunted.
No, they don't ever tell you. The next day, they're like, how did you sleep? Were you awakened during the night or anything? If I went into it not knowing, that would be different.
Yeah.
Because if I went into it knowing it might be haunted, I would never sleep because all night long I would be like, what was that? Did I just hear something?
You'd be like paranoid.
Yeah. Yeah. I would be thinking about it all night. I would work myself up into a tizzy. That's me.
Have you ever like seen like those YouTube videos of like ghosts, like quote unquote ghost hunters, like doing challenges of like spending the night at like an insane asylum? I've watched like most of them just to like, I don't know, see them. I just want to see how cheesy they are.
And sometimes some of those, and I'm using quotes too, just like you did, ghost hunting things, when they do stuff like that, I always feel like they're kind of manipulating it too. Is it really what happened? Or did they kind of create hauntings or noises? I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I mean. And sometimes like go into like a famously haunted area and then just start cussing at the ghost and like insulting it.
You know,
and that's just not okay.
No. And one thing I found, because I've been helping your dad out with the grave talks, and so I've talked to a lot of investigators and just different people who are in the paranormal world. And everybody says to have respect for them, don't taunt them. And I'm like, why would you taunt it that? You don't even really know what you're dealing with. And, you know, treat them with respect.
Yeah, as if you would with a human.
Exactly. Well, let me share this story with you. And once we're done, we'll see if you would have taken the same challenge that he did, okay? So back when I was 21, a former neighbor who is a good friend of mine came over to ask if I could house sit and care for their family dog when they went out of town for the weekend. I agreed, considering I had the weekend off from work. My buddy always had the up-to-date big screen and stereo, and that made it a plus. So that Thursday night, he came over to the house, gave me the key before he, his wife, and three daughters left for their trip. They had let the dog out and, of course, left him water and food for the night, so I didn't go over there until the next morning. So the next day, I go over to let the dog out and fill his water bowl. While I'm over in the house watching TV and waiting for the dog to bark to be let back in, I start to remember the girls telling me from time to time them thinking the house was haunted. They would speak about sounds like someone walking up and down the stairs or someone walking by their room. I never really believed them because, after all, at that time they were only 10, 14, and 17. Can you imagine that, Harper? You're 10 years old and you would tell him something like that and that guy wouldn't believe you. It's like, okay, I might just be 10, but it's not like I just go around lying all day.
Yeah.
That's not right.
It really isn't.
No, disrespectful.
Don't discriminate against 10-year-olds' ages, okay?
I'm with you on that. He said, I figured it was just Big Sis trying to scare the younger ones and their minds were taking it from there. Plus, the house is connected to another house and the staircases ran up the same wall, so I just figured the noises they were hearing were neighbors walking up the steps and throughout the upstairs, because that's what I've heard before. So basically, with those thoughts out of my head, I went back home, catered to my own dogs, and collected some CDs, movies, and my gaming system to enjoy the brand new big screen and the killer stereo across the street. Around 5 p.m., I got settled at my neighbor's. I left my dogs outside in my backyard while I was gone to avoid accidents in my own home because I knew I'd be gone for a while. The first night came and went without a hitch. I watched a movie, played a game or two, watched some SportsCenter. Before I left the house, I made sure the dog was topped off with water and food and went home. The next day is when things seemed a little off. I went over in the morning and I noticed the dog's water bowl was empty, which would not be an issue if there wasn't water all over the kitchen floor. The bowl was in a spot where I left it next to the food, but the water was all over. At the time, I figured the dog just might have pawed the bowl, maybe as a reaction to not liking his owners being gone and being alone at night. So I let him outside to go to the bathroom, cleaned up the floor, put fresh water in the bowl, and refilled his food and left to tend to what I needed to at home. Later that afternoon, I went back over to let the dog out again and hang out. I opened the door to find the dog just staring at the couch, like someone was sitting on it. At first, he didn't even acknowledge that I was there until I walked behind the couch and gave him the order to go outside. Again, I'm not even thinking anything really weird. Hell, the dog was weird anyways, LOL. As I go to let the dog out, I noticed his food is on the floor, and not just a few pieces, but every bit of his food on the floor and the bowl is sitting right where it was left. Now, I was getting curious as to what the heck was going on. Still, I blamed the dog again, thinking he was just frustrated with the family being gone, as dogs do tend to get depressed or sad when their owners are gone for a long amount of time. So I didn't think about it, cleaned up the food, topped off his water, let him back in. That night, at around 11 p.m., I was playing a video game and the dog was just laying down on the love seat and chewing on one of his toys. All of a sudden, the dog just bolted and ran upstairs and back down again. This repeated like 5 times. I was just watching him and almost laughing because it just seemed funny. Then he ran back into the living room and stopped right in front of me, and it looked like he was staring right above my head. That's when I freaked out a bit because for what seemed like 20 to 30 seconds, he was still as a rock, didn't move a muscle or shake his tail, and was just staring. Then all of a sudden, he growled and lunged over the couch, took off upstairs, running and barking like he had a purpose. He did this like 3 more times and again ran into the living room, stopped immediately in front of the love seat, and stared again like something was standing right behind it. This time was a little different because I noticed his head snap to the right, then back to the left. Then quickly, he looked in my direction and again growled and lunged up and over the couch and took off back upstairs. This time when he went upstairs, though, he stayed there for like 2 or 3 minutes, just barking like he had something trapped but couldn't exactly get to it. Then as quickly as it started, he stopped barking, came back downstairs, laid on the couch next to me like nothing had happened. I left the house that morning again late, locked up, and went home. I felt kind of worried about leaving the dog alone, but I couldn't bring him home because of my dogs, so I went home and went to bed. The next morning, I woke up in a hurry to check on the dog. I opened the door, and the poor thing was already waiting for someone to let him out the back door. I let him out, checked his food and water. Everything was normal. There was a little food in the bowl, but he needed more water. And at that point, I thought the dog was again just having anxiety issues, left it at that. They had to cut their getaway short because the youngest child got sick. Anyways, we talked and they asked how the dog was and all the normal small chatter. I told them about how the dog knocked over his food and water and how he acted the night before. And immediately, the oldest daughter raised her voice and said, "That wasn't the dog. It was a ghost. And if you don't believe me, go sleep in my room for a night and you will find out I'm not joking." I looked at my friend and he told me, "Go for it. Tell me what you think, because she won't sleep in there anymore." When I tried
just
to prove her wrong,
it.
I know, that's what the dad's like, do it. The dad said when I tried to prove her wrong, I also felt uneasy in the room by myself. At first, I thought he was joking or just trying to get a rise out of me, but he was dead serious. In short, I accepted the challenge because at that time in my younger life, I was always down for a dare. Woo! Not me. A little back, would you?
Is that where it ends?
No.
Oh, good.
We do find out what happens that night. A little background about the room. It was a storage area and converted into a bedroom. You have to go into the last bedroom on the second floor and open the closet in that room, in which there is another door inside that closet that leads to the storage room. They had to fashion a room out of it because the house was originally a 3-bedroom, and with their daughters getting older, they all wanted their own room, so naturally they built the bedroom for the oldest daughter. It was done very nicely, except there were no windows, but it was very spacious. The oldest slept in the room for about 5 months before she had enough of whatever was happening and either slept on the floor in her sister's room or slept downstairs on the couch. So that night, I made sure my dogs would be good until the next morning, headed back over to my neighbor's for dinner and to prepare for the dare, of course, making little jokes. And I noticed that none of the girls were taking them very lightly and giving me the common response of, "Just wait, you'll see." I was a little uneasy, but I tried not to psych myself out and just got ready for bed. I went into the room and the 14-year-old asked me if I wanted her to leave her door to the closet opened. I told her not to worry about it, told them goodnight, and closed the door behind me. I laid down in bed, shut the lights off, and tried to go to sleep. It is pitch black in that room, so I can't even see my hand in front of me. I stayed up for maybe 30 minutes, heard nothing during that time, so by then, I was pretty much calmed down and I fell asleep. Later on, I woke up to some light tapping noise, but then I remembered the water heater was in the room and that's what the sounds were coming from, but I still woke with a feeling of uneasiness. After about 10 minutes, the feeling just started escalating, and that's when I heard the dog barking and running up the stairs. The dog was in the girl's bedroom and barking right at her closet door. I could hear the oldest wake up and tell the dog to be quiet, and then she yelled from the room, "Are you awake? Are you okay in there?" To which I simply replied, "Yeah, I'm awake, but I'm fine. Good night again." Well, as it turns out, I wasn't fine. Not maybe 10 seconds later, I had the most terrifying experience of my life. As I was lying on the right side of the bed, I thought what I heard was two footsteps right next to the bed. Of course, I can't see a dang thing because it's pitch black, so I was feeling seriously vulnerable at this point. Then I felt the left side of the bed sink in, first like someone was sitting or kneeling on that side. Then just a few moments later, the whole side sinks in, like someone is now lying on the bed next to me. I didn't make a movement or a sound, but inside was screaming bloody murder. The side I'm lying on is against the wall, and the side that now feels occupied by someone else is towards the door. So not only am I feeling completely freaked out, I feel like I'm trapped and there's little I can do about it. I slowly reached over and I felt nothing next to me. Then I felt the bed and I confirmed that it is sunk in. I made the decision in my mind I was just going to bolt, but just getting started seemed impossible at that point. That is until the dog went nuts again. The bed shifted like it got up and I felt a good tug on the blanket and I blindly bolted in the direction I knew the door was in. I knocked over the nightstand and ran into the wall next to the door. The girls started screaming when they heard the thud I made and were flipping out because I almost took out both doors trying to get out. I got back into the girls' bedroom and the dog stood at the closet door, seemingly keeping what was there at bay. At that point, I truly believed them. I never went into that room again. And based on my experience, I told my friend to never make any of the girls sleep in that storage room either. They never did, and they ended up moving out of that house a year later. We still talk about that incident, of course, joking and laughing about it now, but how the walls damn near came down for me forcing my way out, I'll never forget that experience as long as I shall live. It was my first real-time experiencing something truly paranormal, and it's what got me interested in this subject. Since then, 5 different families have lived in that house. I've never really got to know them, so I couldn't tell you if they experienced anything odd going on in the home. The closest thing I can speculate about was 2 years ago when I was coming home from work and 2 cop cars were outside that house. I stopped and asked the neighbor if they were okay and what was wrong, and she told me that her son ran into her room crying, saying someone was in his room. So she got up and locked her door and called 911. She said she thought she heard footsteps in the next room and the hall, but wasn't totally sure. The cops checked the home and found nothing and couldn't see any point of forced entry or an unlocked window or door in the home. She moved out about 4 months later. The home was recently rented by a new couple. They've been there for about 2 months, and for now, everything seems quiet. So what do you think?
That is a very active house.
Don't you think so? Now, let me go back because I want to repeat this because I think the whole way the room was set up is so weird. So yeah. It was a storage room and they converted that storage area into bedroom. But to get to it, you had to go into the last bedroom on the second floor, open the closet in that room, and there was another door inside that closet that went into the storage room. So you had to go through the door to get in the bedroom, the door to get in the closet, the door to get into that. So 3 different doors just to go into that room.
That's kind of how my last room was set up with like the extra room and everything. In fact, I turned that room into my office.
I liked that setup. It did have that little room at the end. Like you did have to walk through the closet to get to that little room. This one just sounds creepy. Just when he described it, you kind of visualize it and it doesn't feel right.
Yeah.
The dog thing, you know, I think that dogs are super sensitive.
Oh, yeah, incredibly.
The way the dog was reacting when he was dog sitting. And by the way, if I ever wanted a dog sitter, I would want this guy. He was very responsible. He was very good, showed up, did everything you needed. You know, that's the kind of person you want watching your pets.
Yeah.
But the way the dog was growling at something that wasn't there, running up and running down the stairs, jumping over the couch.
I would have just ran out of that house.
It's like, this ain't right. It's interesting how the family was like, yeah, you stay in the room.
Like, no, I'll feed you to the wolves.
So let's say you were the dog sitter in this case. Put yourself in this guy's shoes. And then after they get home and you're explaining about the dog and the dog's weird behaviors, and they're like, oh, yeah, the house is haunted. You should stay in the room upstairs. Would you have done it?
No.
With that information you had up to that point?
Absolutely not.
I know, me either. I'd be like, no, if I was you, why aren't you believing your daughter?
Yeah.
Like, believe your daughter. Let's just close the closet doors. Like, I think I would put some kind of bolt over them. Like, there's nobody getting in there at all.
Like, maybe just bolt up that door. Forget the room.
Close it off.
It was never there.
Yeah, maybe use it for storage again.
Even that, no. Do you remember my last room? You were there at the old house. That's exactly how, like, the layout is.
It very much like that.
Yeah.
Now, but the difference with that room is there was no window in it.
No, that's scary.
So when he said, you know, you couldn't see anything with the lights out, I bet you couldn't see a thing.
Yeah.
Ugh. There's no way. I don't think I would do that at anybody's house if they asked me to spend the night to, I guess, prove that the house is haunted or not. I don't know, but I'm not your girl for that job. Not me. Thank you very much. Well, if you like the show and you want an ad-free experience, sign up to be a premium subscriber through applepodcasts.com. Try it 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.